Gretchen, how are you this morning?
I'm just fine, Tony.
Well, my boys heard our last conversation and heard that you had daughters in their age range of 10 and 7, so they now have official invitations to come out to Discover and Explore Elementary School and play on the playground.
Oh, cool. That'd be great.
We'll have a party, I guess. Well, let's talk about an email that I received last night about Democrats introducing constitutional amendment to protect school funding. This is something you and I talked about last time, but the ball is rolling on this issue.
Well, it is. You know, we are scheduled to debate the K-12 budget today in the Senate. And as I'm sure your listeners know, but it's worth repeating, the governor's proposed taking $895 million out of the school aid fund. Now, you probably recall that the school aid fund is a special, restricted, dedicated fund that is supposed to go to fund K-12 schools in the state of Michigan. And we set it aside so that politicians couldn't get their grubby hands on our school dollars, which is funded through Proposal A and the lottery. And, you know, this is exactly what we were trying to prevent from happening as a politician trying to take money out of the schools to put into the general fund so he can pay for a $2 billion tax break. So I've got a constitutional amendment that I am promoting to say, no, school dollars go to K-12 public education.
You like to say grubby little hands. You've used that before. Why is that?
Well, I don't know. That's a phrase my mother must have used. But, you know, I mean, when you set up a restricted fund, it is supposed to be used just for the purposes for which the dollars are raised. When voters agreed to Proposal A, we said we're going to set this money aside for our schools. And, you know, it was a special fund. There is a surplus in the school aid fund, and that's why the governor is trying to not just take the surplus, but take into the meat of what is in the what we've set aside for our schools so that he can pay for a $2 billion business tax break. And it's wrong. You know, you can't move the state of Michigan forward. It would be like, you know, the Ford Motor Company saying we're going to boost green technology, but we're going to cut our R&D division in the process. You know, it just doesn't add up. You've got to invest in education for the workforce of tomorrow. And it's penny wise and pound foolish to do otherwise.
Can you get enough Republicans to support this amendment?
Well, I've had a lot of them say to me on the side that they support it, but I haven't gotten any to sign on yet. So this is a debate that is current, that is timely, and I think people need to make their voices heard.
What about that revenue surplus? The governor wants you to wait before it's used. Well, what's your take on that?
Well, I think that that's ridiculous. You know, they've set an artificial timeline of May 31st to get the budgets done. They say, you know, we have to have school cuts. That's baloney. There is a surplus in the school aid fund. They're just taking it for this business tax break. If they want to go ahead with the business tax break, then they should look at the ledgers and say, okay, this is what we can afford to do, and let's make it simple and fair and efficient like they've talked about, and you know, give small business a tax break, but not at the expense of our kids. We don't need to do that. It's a choice they're making, and it's a bad choice for Michigan.
From what you can see, is this a case about all this legislation that the governor is coming forward with? From what you can see, is this a case where the rich and the powerful are really getting all the benefits and the middle class and the poor are not?
Well, you know, a budget is a statement of your values. It's not just a balance sheet that, you know, you want to zero out at the end of the day. It's a statement of your values. And when you look, if you took a snapshot of the governor's budget right now, I think you could conclude that he wants to tax pensions, he wants to cut schools, he wants to eliminate the earned income tax credit, all to pay for a $2 billion tax break to business. Now, this is a man who likes to talk about metrics, but has said to press questions, he can't show that this business tax cut will yield any jobs or investment in Michigan. So, you know, this doesn't even comport with his own rhetoric about how you make decisions in Michigan. And I would say that there are so many studies that show education has a direct correlation with economic success, and we know that's an investment that will pay off, and we have to continue to make that.
Thanks for your time, Senator.
Thanks, Tony. Have a good day.